Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Got a great show lined up for you. Got plenty of great things to talk about. I'm definitely going to just stay off of the mass shooting talk. Because my wheelhouse is just entertaining, you guys. Nobody wants to hear my opinion on some, like, real serious stuff. My wheelhouse is just distracting people with my dumbness. I got an interview coming up tonight at 7:30 with Brian Colburn from Sitch Radio, sitchradio.com. I wanted to talk to him because they offer a service to be able to take care of your podcast needs. Everybody thinks that they need a podcast or they want to do a podcast. Sitch Radio says, do you have a story to tell? Have you started your business podcast yet? Take control of your brand story. Sitch Radio is a full-service podcast production studio with a simple mission. We help you tell your story. And I'm curious to see how, if he's going to be serious or not. Oh, Abraham Dragon Friend coming in. You know, I don't see the usual cast of characters in the chat room tonight. Is it because of my Beatles, white trash, redneck hair tonight? Because seriously, my hair goes through some phases. I'll get it cut. I get my hair cut, and then my big, humongous head, when my hair is short, you can see how big my head is. You know, a lot of people don't think I have it. Just like my weight, I carry my big head. Yeah, I know. You're right, Abraham Dragon Friend. My hair is very questionable right now. It's been about 3 months since I went to Amanda Bellinger from the Lost Arts Barber Shop down in the Lost Arts Barber Shop down in Melbourne. John Lennon called. He wants his hair cut back. Yeah, I mean, it gets really, really bad. So I go through that awkward phase right at the beginning when I get my hair cut, and then it comes in nice. I can do that very buttoned up, having that like comb over. Well, I don't have a comb over. I'll never go bald. I got more hair than I know what to do with. That's the thing about it, is when my hair starts to get real long, it's unmanageable. It is. And I just start combing it down, and I like it to just be crazy. And a lot of you guys don't know that I used to keep my hair really, really long. I did. Nobody's given me a mic check, so I want to listen in here real quick and see how it sounds. Give me 1 second. Okay, so it is sounding good. Nobody gave me a mic check tonight. Anyways, so on Monday, because I'm working my new job, and I'm actually, okay, the mic is good. Thank you, my friend. I really appreciate that. Look, I know the hair is bad. I got a lot of hair. I got a lot of hair, but I've never been able to style it. What up, Twisted Movies? You know what, Twisted Movies? I got to give you credit. Twisted Movies. On yesterday's show, and Twisted Movies, wouldn't you agree? You know, I think one of the reasons that a lot of people don't call into the show is that they think that I'm going to maybe go after them. And I think I was fair to you, right, Twisted Movies? Wouldn't you say that? Amigo PC1 is definitely going in hard on my hair. But I got to thank you, Twisted Movies, for calling in. Even though we didn't agree on things, I'll say this. We were able to have a conversation with each other without going at each other's throats. But back to what I was saying. On Monday, I had Jake Hudson. I mean, you're more than welcome to call in, Twisted Movies. But Jake Hudson was a guest on my show. He was a guest on my show on Monday. He is from Arkansas. And Jake even said this, you know, he deals with some issues. But Jake is such a nice guy, and he said that he was going to do a song for me. And, well, Abraham, you can call in. Call in right now, Abraham, if you want to. But Jake Hudson, my guest on Monday, he said he was going to write a song for me. And I didn't get a chance to play it yesterday. Jake Hudson sent it in to me the day after I had him on the show, and he said he was going to do it. And I got to tell you, the song that Jake sent in to me was an absolute banger. This song slaps so hard, and I think you guys are going to absolutely love it.
It's time to watch Tuttle.
All right. It's Tuttle Watch Tuttle.
It's time to watch Tuttle.
It's Tuttle Watch Tuttle. All right, here. And I'm going to play this song uninterrupted. But thank you, Jake. This is an absolute banger.
Go on twitch.tv/Tuttle on the radio. He talks topics. He was on the Bubba Show.
I mean, I feel like Jake is, yeah, Jake is a good guy, but I feel like Jake is almost like freestyling this.
He's now on Twitch and YouTube. He talks a lot of topics and gets to interview awesome people. He is amazing. He is amazing.
And it has a very gospel sound to it. Jake, I can't thank you enough for this, but I mean, it does have a gospel sound to it.
Amazing. Tuttle is amazing. Tuttle is amazing. Tuttle is amazing. Tuttle, 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 Tuttle. Tuttle is amazing. Tuttle is awesome. Thank you.
Oh, Jake. Jake, I can't, you know what? And a lot of people think that I'm making fun of this song. I'm not. I'm really not. I wish Jake was actually listening to the show right now. You know, another person, I haven't seen Nelly Mandingo in. I haven't seen Iggy T checking out the room. And look, I don't want to think the people that are checking it out and chatting it up and stuff. But Man, Jake, thank you. Here, I'm gonna play it all the way through uninterrupted so you guys can hear Jake in all his glory.
It's time to watch Turtle. It's time to watch Turtle on Twitch.tv/Turtle on the radio. He talks topics. He was on the Bubba Show. He's now on Twitch and YouTube. He talks a lot of topics and gets to interview awesome people. He is amazing. He is amazing. Turtle is amazing. Turtle is amazing. Turtle is amazing. Turtle, 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 turtle. Turtle is amazing. Turtle is awesome. Thank you.
Hey, Jake. Seriously, I mean, I thought that was awesome. Steve Duncan is checking in, says, what's up, Tuttle? T-Bone. T-Bone, where you been at, buddy? Where you been at? I'm not saying anything bad, T-Bone, but I'm glad to see you, my friend. Really, really, I am. Amigo PC1 says, how much did you pay this dude to make this song? No, Jake did it out of the kindness of his heart. Thank you, Jake. I really, really cannot thank you enough. This is a story that I've been wanting to play for a couple of days, and I just have not been able to get to it. There is this, I forget exactly where this was at. Well, we've all, you know, I can understand why people might not want a strip club moving into their neighborhood. Hold on. Michael Isaac, love the Jake song. Tuttle is amazing. T-Bone, been going through some stuff. My mind been out of place. Sorry, bud. No, T-Bone, I don't want you to think like I was like, oh, man, oh, where you been? No. Because T-Bone, you've been there from the very beginning. When I used to do my Tuttle Daily podcast live streams from the Hobo Fish Camp off of my iPhone. But there's a lot of people up in arms about the Coochie Hut. The Coochie Hut is opening up, and there's a lot of people that aren't very happy about the Coochie Hut opening up.
Next story, a new sign in Waynesville is causing some controversy. The sign popped up last week advertising a new business, a strip club. And as News 13's Hannah McKenzie report, some of the area have concerns over its impacts.
What? Bringing business into the area? You know, I don't understand why people are so uptight. This is bringing people into the community. And yes, all right. There might be some bad people, but that goes with any business. You also want to know who goes to strip clubs? Businessmen. Businessmen that are responsible, that have a lot of money, that maybe might go to the restaurants, the convenience stores, whatever it may be. They're going to be dropping money into your area. By the way, if you guys are in the chat room right now, no matter what like platform you're watching on, give me a liking. Give me a thumbs up. Subscribe. Just do whatever it is. Whatever you guys can do. You know what? I got to play the game with the algorithm and stuff. Give me a liking. Give me a thumbing.
Here is the sign in question. I'm actually having to stand in front.
I hate local news. I hate local news. You know, I just got done watching the George Carlin documentary on HBO. And guys, do yourself a favor. Go and watch the George Carlin documentary. The news should not be edited. You guys should be able to show whatever you want to. You guys should be able to say whatever you want to. You guys should be able to describe any horrific story and not be afraid of being censored. And you're not going to show this. And the sign does say Coochie Hut.
Question. I'm actually having to stand in front of half of it because some of the wording isn't suitable for broad.
I mean, we're all adults, people. We are. We're all adults. Yeah, Twisted Movies. Look, I don't think any of the news should be edited. Twisted Movies says, oh, come on. There's a club named Vaginas Are Us out there. And you know what? The news should be able to say that without being worried about being censored.
Podcast, future site of the Hoochie Hut.
Well, okay. Come on. We all know what they're saying. Sorry. I said Coochie Hut. The Hoochie Hut. Oh, I know. Okay, here. I'll say it. Instead of coming, C-O-M-I-N-G... And I have not even seen the unedited version of this, but I'm sure it's the C-U-M-I-N-G, coming soon. Is the news, I don't think I'm off Facebook. I don't think I am, but you know that it says coming soon.
The bright green sign appearing Thursday night on this property off Old Balsam Road. 24-hour adult superstore and strip club coming soon, it reads. The advertisement raising eyebrows and
concerns. No, I'm
not. Concerns.
It's not appropriate. I'm glad I don't have kids here.
Rich Black lives...
Okay. I mean... We have... kids dying in elementary schools. We have kids that are a part of violence every single day. And we're worried about what they're going to see, but we're not going to do anything about gun violence. By the way, I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, but we're more worried about what kids see than what happens when it comes to their just well-being, their safety. Jesus Christ. I mean, we have our just priorities completely out of whack. Michael Isaac says, Bub Army here. Haven't listened for a while. You still sober? Production quality seems so much better now. Miss you on the Bubba Show. Michael Isaac. Yes, I'm still sober. I'm in the best shape of my life. Thank you for that compliment about the production quality. And I miss the Bubba Show as well, too. I mean, you miss me on the Bubba Show. I miss being on the Bubba Show. I'm trying to do everything that I can to make up for everything. Not blaming Bubba for anything. I'm just saying, you know what? I messed up. I'm taking responsibility for everything. Hey, Michael, I'm glad you could join me, man. Seriously, thank you so much. It means a lot. Hold on. T-Bone says, proud of you, Tuttle, on all aspects. Abraham Dragonfriend says, kids search big boobies as soon as they can. Yeah. I mean, they do. They really, really do.
Just feet away.
I'm right on the property line. So, literally, we are right next door.
Black.
Okay. All right. So... future site of the Hoochie Hut, no trespassing, smile, you are on camera. Now, I'm glad that they got the right U-R, Y-O-U-R, apostrophe R-E, instead of just Y-O-U-R. T-Bone says, Bubba needs you on the show. I don't think Bubba needs me on the show. I think I could provide some great content for him.
Worried about financial impacts of the potential new business, did some online research.
The only thing that'd be worse for lowering your property value would be if you have a bad school district. Okay, It would be better if this was a sewer plant than a strip joint.
He's also looked up...
Shut up, man. Seriously? Let's be honest. This guy likes ass just as much as the next guy, but he's unwilling to admit it. He is unwilling to come out and be honest and say, yeah, I like a vagina. I like boobs. I like all that. Well, seriously, let's be honest about it. Let's think about this, guys. A lot of the women that are stripping are single moms. Are they going out and hooking? They might get a little, you know, they might cross the line a little bit when they're in the strip clubs and stuff. But let's be honest. They're not out there committing crimes. They're out there trying to feed their kids and make some money. And you know that this guy, look at him. He's wearing a shirt that's way too tight. Oh, I got Brian on. Hold on. I'm going to bring Brian on and talk about this. Hey, Brian, how are you, buddy? Are you there, Brian? Yellow. Hey, Brian. Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, good, man. I'm in the middle of a topic right now, and you know, you offer a service for podcasters and stuff, and you know, like you can tell me, like you can give me feedback. Is this a good topic or not? You know, you guys produce and help people out with podcasting with sitchradio.com. So there's a problem in this one little small town. Everybody's upset because they're trying to open a strip club called the Hoochie Hut. Everybody's thinking that they're going to lower the prices of the property value and stuff. They're talking about the criminal element that's going to bring in. I'm just like, there's a lot of single moms that are trying to help their kids out and stuff. Well, I mean, Brian, yeah, I mean, you got a problem with this?
You know, it's interesting how people can come together to fight what they don't want in their neighborhood. And, you know, I'm a live and let live guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not here to dictate how anybody else lives their life. If they choose to frequent establishments like that, that's their choice. You know, I'm not. And on the flip side of that coin, I don't want anybody telling me I can't do what I choose to do if I'm not harming anybody else.
Yeah. All right. So, Brian, after I get done with this story, we'll talk a little bit about sitchradio.com, okay?
But yeah, no worries.
If you got any comments, just jump right in, because look at this guy right here. The guy with the gray hair and the shirt that's really, really too tight and everything. You know he's been to a strip club, right? I mean, Brian.
A time or two, and yeah. Drink beer.
Yeah, of course.
Haywood County's planning and zoning regulations.
It has to be more than 1,300 feet from the edge of the property.
Black hopeful it's a joke. We came across property owner Dustin Smith.
He's out there. He's clearing his own property with a little front end. Well, that's not a front end loader. That's like a little bit of a backhoe type thing. John Deering it. Brian, where are you calling from, by the way?
I'm in Orange County, California. We don't see a lot of John Deere around here.
Oh, you don't, yeah. Did you grow up in California?
I did. I grew up in SoCal, but I did live in the Midwest for a few years. I spent a year of my life in Alaska, you know.
Oh, man, okay, I got to get into that.
He was clearing the land. Smith, declining to go on camera, told us right now he's using the land.
Now, look at this. I think I got more of a problem. I mean, this is very southern with all the trash cars out there, Brian. I mean, look at that. I mean, Jesus Christ almighty.
To store cars, an extension of his vehicle repair business. Smith, though, staying tight-lipped about future plans for the property. Our business registration search coming up empty.
I don't think it's real.
Myrna Campbell isn't buying it.
It's just his way of... striking back at the...
All right, see, that's the other thing. Why is the news... I don't think that the news should ever be censored. And they're censoring a cartoon picture of a chick that's got a lot of cleavage and everything. Well, I just don't get it. I mean, Brian, what would you say? Brian, what would you say, like, if you're doing a podcast, because a lot of people probably stream on some of these sites and stuff. You know, the cancel culture is big. Could you get in trouble for a cartoon? I mean, they're not even showing cartoon nipples.
Right. Right. But, you know, the media tends to, you know, play midline as possible, right?
Yeah, but I just have a problem when the news is censored. The last thing that should be censored is the news.
But that's why we love podcasting, isn't it?
I agree.
Neighbor who questioned what his intent was for the property.
The secretary of Hunt Estates Homeowners Association calling the sign an act of retaliation after neighbors brought up issue with Smith storing cars on the lot.
Our main concern is that regulations be followed.
No, it's not. This is all because you're probably some religious uptight bitch or whatever, in my opinion. I'm just being honest. Look at her. She got their short, uptight, short haircut and everything. She's offended. You know, if her husband or boyfriend or, you know what? I mean, we're living in different times. Girlfriend is not, like, taking care of business, if you know what I mean. Yeah, she is probably going to be uptight and wants to go after everybody.
And it be done properly if he is going to use that as a place to store inoperable vehicles.
Campbell says she's written a letter to the Haywood County manager on behalf
of Hannah McKenzie. You know, she is getting after it.
Half of the neighborhood. Hoochie Hut or not, Smith tells me he does plan on installing a...
You know what? I'm not even going to talk about this. Iris Snuggs puts up a comment. She has never gotten something in years. I kind of agree with you, Iris Snuggs. But man, Hannah McKenzie, I don't think she has that problem.
A privacy fence around his property in Waynesville. Hannah McKenzie, News 13.
All right, so let me get rid of this. I got my guest. How are you, man? How are you, Brian?
I'm doing well, and I want to thank you for this opportunity to speak with you. And I see you've got quite the audience here by the number of comments.
Well, I mean, I do get a lot. You know what, Brian? See, the thing is I've worked in radio pretty much 1999 until probably almost 2020, okay? And, you know, a lot of the radio guys used to think podcasting were people that could not make it on the radio. You know, a lot of the radio guys looked down on podcasters as amateurs and stuff. And I've had to, like, readjust, reset my thinking when it comes to putting out content because, you know, when you're doing radio and stuff, you really don't get to see what's going on. But, you know, there's some days I'll have great downloads and there'll be some days that I don't do so well. And I always got to remind myself it's on demand. People can watch it. They can listen on their own free time, because whatever I don't get on one day, I will have a really, really great day when people come back and listen.
That's right.
What are some of the things when people come to you? And before we get into this, tell my audience a little bit about yourself, your website and everything. And sure. If people are interested in using your services, how can they get a hold of you?
Sure. Again, thank you for that. My name is Brian Colburn. I first got involved in podcasting back in 2008. I actually helped a Masonic lodge put a podcast together way back in podcasting infancy. But I've been doing it pretty hardcore. It's been my full-time living for the last 5 years. I heavily for seven. Right now we're running 18 live shows or active shows, I should say. Majority of them are live, such as this. Some of them aren't. But if you want to get a hold of me, you can go to sitchradio.com. You can find us on all the social channels, Sitch Radio. We we're that shop you can come to do what you don't want to do.
Do you guys do the editing? Do you guys do the editing, production, you know, just stuff like that when it comes to posting it, making sure everything's nice, neat, and clean?
Yeah, the majority of my customers will come in, sit down, talk, and go back to work, and we handle everything from that point forward. So
I'm sure that you have a lot of businesses that hire you and stuff. How do you approach a business that comes to you and says, hey, I want to do a podcast, but at the same time, how do you do a podcast that wants to promote a business without sounding like an infomercial? Because that's something you got to worry about, right?
Very, very much so. If they want to grow an audience completely. I work with 5-Eleven. It's a global brand when it comes to police and EMS attire and equipment. And we don't even pitch product in their show. Their show's about their end user. Mm. They bring on first responders, people that utilize their equipment and uniforms. And
are they telling real life stories? Are they talking about stuff? Because that is the interesting part. Because
right. It's all about their call to serve others.
Yeah, because, you know, when I was raised, Brian, that, you know, my dad always taught me, especially with military people, you don't ask them about, you know, the violent stuff that happened, because it could drum up just bad memories and stuff. But if you got a bunch of first responders that are doing the show that are coming on and talking about what they're going through and stuff, I mean, I think people would be very, very interested in something like that.
You know, and it's not only that. Talking about military, we did an episode with a gentleman that is the resiliency officer for a company called O2X. He spent 7 years of his life from buds to his first live combat operation with a SEAL team.
Mm-hmm.
Jumps out of the helicopter on his way to their objective. He stepped on an IED and lost his legs. He never, 7 years of his life, and never pulled the trigger.
Yeah.
A bad guy. But this guy, being a resiliency officer, I mean, that would devastate most. This guy went on to be a gold medalist in the Paralympics. Wow. And he's still giving back, coaching firefighters, policemen, EMS, that, yeah, we see and go through horrible crap, but we can still push through it.
Hey, Brian, are you cool with anybody that wants to add? Now, when I open up the chat for questions and stuff, you might get any type of question, okay, Brian? Wow. So, yeah, but I mean, if any of you guys are into podcasting and stuff, if you have a question for Brian, I mean, he works with a lot of people. He's got a lot of clients and stuff. He needs to make sure that things are right, high and tight, you know, that you're not going to get in trouble for something, because I mean, the cancel culture is big. Turn and Burn Road Trip Southeast says, hey, Tuds, checking in from Sin City, Alabama. Haven't seen. Well, hey, man, I'm really glad that you're checking in and stuff. So about that. OK, so when you have a client and stuff, have you ever had to say, oh, maybe this content might not be good? Because I'll be honest, I'm on YouTube. I'm on numerous platforms at the moment. And there are certain things you can say and you can't say. Do you think cancel culture people are being too sensitive when it comes to things? Have you ever had to go to a client and be like, eh, this might not be a good idea?
You know, I will coach them on acceptable PC, but at the end of the day,
it's up to them.
It's up to them. It's their content. They're paying me to serve them. So it's their show. Now, if it crosses the line and breaks the law and gets into hate speech, we will not air it.
I'll edit it for them.
I'll do whatever, but it won't be on my network.
Yeah, I could get that. What are some of the platforms you put some of your clients on?
Well, you know, a lot of the ones that do live shows, they're streaming to Facebook, YouTube. Business shows are hitting LinkedIn Live as well, so being broadcasted live. But, you know, we started off as an audio first house, so you name the podcasting platform, our shows are there, whether it be iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple, Google, you know, you name them.
Do you feel like there are so many people doing podcasts right now? Like, how do you stand out? Because I think podcasting might start to get to the point where it's starting to get watered down. There's just too much content. How do you stand out? How do you stand out from all the content?
I would have to disagree with you. You know, Apple in their directory alone has just shy of 2.5 million shows.
Mm-hmm.
21% of them are producing content on a weekly basis.
I mean, I do my show Monday through Friday. I do an hour show every single day. I mean, there was a point when I first started during the pandemic, you know, because I'm good at editing audio. I know what type of filters, dynamic processing to put over stuff. I was doing the show using a Rode microphone, a Lightning Rode microphone plugged in to my iPhone, editing on Twisted Wave, which is an iPhone app. I did the whole thing out of my crappy ass PT Cruiser every single day. And I think I went about 4 months. I, you know, I'm a big baseball fan, and I always thought one of the biggest stats was Cal Ripken beating Luke Gehrig's, you know, consecutive game streak. And I wanted to see how long I could do a show every single day.
Right.
And I think it went about almost 4 months every single day with doing a show without missing.
That's a good run. I mean, that's a great run.
I think consistency, wouldn't you say consistency is very key to building your audience?
Consistency is key, but story. You know, if you're not telling a story in an effective way, you lose attention span. And you know, there is enough content where people can cross the street and consume something else.
What about honesty, though? Because I think a lot of people, because I've been working in radio for a while, and I think the key is because a lot of people won't be honest and tell the truth,
right?
Because they're afraid it's going to make them look bad. And the thing is that I'm honest. I will tell stories that are embarrassing, that make me look like an idiot and stuff. I will do that all the time. And as long as it makes the audience laugh or they're entertaining or entertained, I really don't care.
You know, and I think today's society, people are expected to answer a question if asked. Mm-hmm. I would rather say, you know, I'm not going to comment on that than lie or tell a story I'm not willing to share. But no, being authentic, being truthful as possible. I mean, I love the live shows because it's the authentic me. This isn't being edited. What people are seeing right now is reality. And yes, I stutter. I might misspeak. I might say something, you know, that's a little off the wall, but you know, it's one of those unconscious biases. But the people that get offended by the reality of my upbringing, you know, I'm sorry, but you know,
it's real life though. I mean, we don't get that.
It is.
And you know, back in the early 2000s when reality TV came out, what was the biggest thing on TV? Reality TV. People liked it, even though it was edited. It wasn't live and stuff.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, like when I bring guests on, I don't do a lot of research with guests. I try to know the least amount. You know, one of the things I learned as an intern when I first started in radio, I made a mistake. I got talked down by the radio host because I brought the guest in before they were live on the air. They were like, you never do that because you can never recreate meeting that guest for the first time. It is true, though, right? I mean, I think that it is. I think it is true because when I bring people on, I like my interviews to be like a living, breathing organism.
You know, and that's the beauty of podcasting and live video streaming like we're doing now. There's a set of standards and rules and norms set by TV and or radio. This is the Wild West. We do what we want. We talk about what we want when we want to talk about it. You know, I right now can get off your show and go live on mine and talk about whatever I want because I feel compelled to do so. And when people grow up in these institutions of TV and radio, they don't have that freedom. Therefore, if you're doing it, it's wrong. And that's such a closed mindset.
Yeah. Normal Norm says the guest has nice glasses.
Well, and I've got to thank you guys. They were prescriptions from the VA.
Oh, what branch and stuff were you? Did you serve in?
I am a Marine.
Oh, do you know my producer, the one that booked the show, Vulture? He Marine, served in Afghanistan. I got to tell you, you know, like if you want somebody, especially now, even more, if you're a podcaster and want to have this, you know, service, you definitely need to hire Brian, because I've always told people, if you're starting out, get a Marine to be your producer, because guess what? Marines are very meticulous. They pay attention to the details and they're very uniform. So, because my producer Vulture is just the best of the best.
You know, it's interesting. We do two veteran shows and I do them pro bono, my way of giving back. I left the service in 93. So I wasn't part of this 20-year war. However, I have a Navy corpsman who was with a Marine unit attached to an Iraqi police unit who took a mortar round. He was read his last rites. He's had 100+ surgeries. And now he's a PTSD mentor. And I'm like, how can I say no to you? You're helping those that fought to give me the freedom to do what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a show. And then I have a Chief Warrant Officer 3 that does a show. And his is more veteran based on you know, how to get ahead in business and how to interview and trying to help facilitate that transition from military to the civilian world. So we're honored to have both those shows on the station as well. But I mean, I love working with these guys, because like you just said, we're very mission oriented. And if we say it's going to get done, it's going to get done.
Yeah. Yeah. The last thing, no matter what it is, like if you tell somebody, hey man, I'll be there to help you do some yard work, and it's on a Sunday or whatever, and you're like, no, I'm going to be 5 minutes early, I'm not going to be late. So Brian, before we go and everything, I got to thank you. If people want to check out and want to find out more about the service you offer and everything, how can they do that?
Yeah, shoot me an email. Easiest way, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at sitchradio.com. That's S-I-T-C-H, radio.com. It's a play on the word situation.
Mm-hmm. And the website is sitchradio.com, correct?
That it is.
So, Brian, before we go, so you're in the military, you were in the military, you were a Marine, and, you know, right now I don't think it's about the time to politicize this stuff when it came to it. You know, I think the Second Amendment is very important in this country, but I also do think a lot of things we need to have some regulations. We really, really do. What are some of your thoughts? I mean, if you don't feel like commenting, this tragedy that happened in Texas and stuff, you know, I'm waiting for somebody to come up with a reasonable solution to things. You can't tell me we're going to get rid of all the guns, because I mean, that's like trying to close the barn door after the horse is already out. It's just not going to happen. Do you have any comments? What's your opinions on it, if you have any at all?
First and foremost, thoughts and prayers with the families, and the families of the first responders.
Yeah, because PTSD, you know, I'm sorry, I mean, here in Orlando, we had the Pulse shooting here in Orlando. And do you realize that the county state government was giving a lot of the first responders a hard time about disability over PTSD? And I remember one of the stories that the cops told, that when they were, you know, after they had already neutralized the whole situation, walking through there and hearing all the cell phones ringing in the pockets of the people that were killed, because those were loved ones trying to reach out to make sure and find out if those people were alive. And that really, you know, I don't like to curse, it really fucked up a lot of the first responders.
You know, it does, but we live in a society, we don't A, want to hear about police officers that are carrying the guns, policing our streets, that are suffering from PTSD. That they, you know, mm-hmm. if a veteran has PTSD, they want to remove the firearms from the home.
Yeah.
If a cop has PTSD, what do we do? So we're still in this weird place of how do we deal with first responders with PTSD? But no, you're absolutely right. When I got out of the Marine Corps for a short while, I ran a rescue ambulance running 911 in LA County. Mm-hmm. And there's still streets when I drive down, I can remember faces, you know, and I think I deal with it well, but certain calls still haunt me. And that's normal. You know, we saw horrible stuff. And if it still haunts me, that means I cared.
Was it more kids stuff? I mean, I could only imagine.
Yeah. I mean, adults, elderly, you know, it doesn't hurt me as much, but the kids, yeah, they jacks you up. But back to your original question, I am a strong believer in the Second Amendment. And I think that our focus needs to be more on mental health.
I do. Yeah.
And needs to be more on locking these campuses down, keeping them secure.
One way in, one way out. I really think that needs to be done. Does it suck that we got to get to that point? Yeah, it does.
It does suck, but that's the time in which we live. You know, and the media out here in California, the first report I heard, it was an AR, an assault rifle. And then come to find out he had a pistol. Now, I haven't heard any updates.
Well, he did have a pistol, but it was 223. AR, I think 22. What is the AR shoot? 223 or yeah. So it was an AR, but what? Let me ask you this, okay? He was an 18-year-old unemployed kid, and he had two ARs, and they said the total price of that was a little over $3,000 for those two guns. If the parents buy, do we need to go after the parents? Or people that buy these guns for the guy technically was an adult, right? Was an adult. So do we need to go after somebody, you know, like seriously, we're talking about mental illness. This is insane. He shot his goddamn grandmother in the face. I mean, this isn't something that this guy just woke up to do.
Right. And again, I hate the fact that they can go after the gun manufacturer. It's like we want to hold somebody responsible, but not the problem. We don't want to correct the problem. We just want to hold somebody responsible. Mm-hmm. It seems like we're more focused on that. And today's media, the mainstream media, they're going after that sensational story. They're thinking of ratings when these things are written, in my opinion. And they don't want to talk about root cause. They want to talk about, well, if nobody had guns, this wouldn't happen. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, during UK's riots a few years back,
criminals had guns.
The most purchased item on Amazon being shipped to UK, London, was a bat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we need to accept implements as tools and deal with the problem. And if somebody's having, you know, our generation now is so much more accepting of mental issues and stress mm-hmm. and seeking out help than my generation was.
Oh,
you know, if you were scared, you were less than.
No, you were considered a pussy. I'm a Gen Xer, you know, and I'm not, my dad did get better, but when I was younger, if I would have went to my parents and said, oh man, I'm not feeling good. I'm depressed. I'm having anxiety, all this stuff. They would have been like, what do you got to be depressed about? Suck it up.
Right. And that's, you know, that's the generation I grew up in. And it's, I think as time goes on, things will get better. Things will level out. But I mean, in the state of California, we closed down all state run mental hospitals.
Yeah.
It's a budget.
Well, see, hold on. Okay, so we say mental, here, see, this is why I hate talking about this stuff, because everybody, I don't support the left, the right, anything like that. But see, this is why I like to just try to keep it fun. You know what, Brian? We can't even talk about this because Abraham Dragonfriend says, "Okay, so we say mental health is a problem, except we don't have universal health care."
You know, and what I say to that argument, we do have universal health care in the U.S. If you're in the military, if you're a congressman, if you're a senator, if you're, you know, it's like people, if you choose a career path of being the fry guy at McDonald's and you're complaining about your wages and you're complaining about your benefits, that is a choice you made. If you want better for yourself, get out and work harder and get better for yourself. I don't believe in this world of handouts.
Yeah. All right.
And Abram, I'm not saying you're the fry guy at McDonald's by any means. When I was in the military, I had universal health care. You know, one thing about that, when these veterans are getting out of the service and they now have to make health care decisions, they're lost. They're clueless. They're frustrated because no one's telling them to go to the dentist.
Yeah.
No one's making them go get a physical. They have to make decisions on their own.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Well, I, you know, go to sitchradio.com. You know, yeah. Anyways, hey, Brian, I appreciate the time. Okay.
Hey, likewise, brother. Thanks for having me on.
All right. So I'm sorry, Brian. All right. So guys, I don't understand why, you know what? I cannot even talk about anything seriously. I guess I got to keep everything fart jokes. I got to keep everything just nice and neat. And Abraham, I did not know anything about an officer, and I'll look into that. That was from everything I heard, the officers in Texas did everything that they could. And I know that there was a cowardly officer down in Parkland in Florida. And Dark Match Steve brings up a great point. Let's see what prescription meds this guy was already on. He probably had plenty of health care. No, listen, we had it. I just needed to go into a different thing. And I'm sorry if anybody's getting upset or whatever. Here, let's get into some fucking, like, funny-ass stuff or just whatever it may be. Here, you know what? This isn't funny, but I find it an interesting story. A lot of violence is coming out because of rap in the New York City area.
Down in the Bronx, the suspects accused of numerous shootings and bragging about the violence in what's called drill rap. Eyewitness News reporter Marcus Solis.
Thank you, Brian.
That story.
They're the backdrop in music videos that have garnered
shootings and bragging about the violence.
This is called drill music. Drill music. And I don't understand a lot of these hip hop artists that if they go out and kill somebody, they're wanting to just hold on. Here we go. Let's talk about it. Norm L. Norm. Tuttle, you mentioned no one can talk about this without being a left or right issue, yet all that was mentioned was universal health care. That's not what I got upset about. Abraham Dragon, you know what? I'm moving on. If you don't want to watch the show, you don't want to check it out anymore, I would be sad if you go and everything. But I, you know what, I'm not talking about any political bullshit anymore. I'm just not going to do it. I hate the left. I hate the right. I think the whole fucking country is going to hell in the handbasket. The politicians don't care about you. They don't care about you. You know who they care about? They care about the lobbyists and stuff. We all have this illusion of that our vote matters. It doesn't. It does not matter anymore. And I know that normal L norm, and I'm not going to bring it up anymore. I'm saying it was my fault, okay? I'm sorry. I apologize. fuck. Fuck me for even talking about it. So it's good. Because I do alienized or just, it's fine. It's fine. I'm just going to do my thing now. Let's talk about hip-hop artists that are killing people and beating pigeons to death. Let's do that.
Called Drill Rap. Eyewitness News reporter Marcus Solis with that story.
They're the backdrop in music videos that have garnered tens of millions of views on YouTube. The River Park Towers apartment complex in
I mean, that's a badass looking place, but I can actually see why it might be a little bit of a problem.
Bridge.
Chaotic. There's just a group of them all the time and the music blasting and everybody.
And you know that these hip-hop artists, they're probably drinking the lean. Drinking the lean. The promethazine, they are.
He's jumping around. It's crazy.
But police say
now look at this. These people, these rappers are posing with pistols, Glocks, all types of guns.
Lyrics to these drill rap songs were used to
And you know what? All that's prop money. That is all prop money. You know, when I used to get my hair cut with Colton all the time, when I used to get the white boy fade, I walked into his barber's house, and he had a plastic tub filled with hundos. And I was like, oh, holy shit, look at all the money. No, it was all fake. You know how many of these rappers and wannabe hip-hop stars that get robbed or have home invasions because they're flashing all this money and it's fake? It's not even real. It happens all the time. You just don't know about it.
Site violence, specifically the shooting of Rivals. Today, the Bronx District Attorney and NYPD announced the arrest of 23 members of RP.
Oof. 23 members of what gang?
23 members of RPT.
RPT. Wonder what RPT stands for. I mean, that revolver right there is pretty badass.
Affiliated gang linked to over a half dozen shootings. The violence bragged about on social media.
I don't understand that. Like, there have been so many stories of rappers, hip-hop artists, musicians getting busted because they're talking about crimes they committed.
Even a pigeon was beaten to death during.
A pigeon. Is that retribution? What did the pigeon do to you? Now, I know a lot of these places where they actually will, like, deliver drugs through carrier pigeon and stuff. Well, come on, man. You're beating a pigeon to death. I hate birds, but why a pigeon?
In a live stream, when a target number of viewers was reached.
This gang would shoot at their ops in the vicinity.
Why? Okay. Why are some of these people doing the press conference using the word ops? Just say opposition. We don't need you to be cool. We don't need you to say ops.
Shoot at their ops in the vicinity of schools, MTA buses, even in close proximity.
I mean, that sucks. That does.
Times Square. No regard for anyone in the area.
This is the second gang takedown in the Bronx in the last 6 weeks, centered around drill rap.
And by the way, what is drill rap? Does anybody know what drill rap is? I know it's... You know, I'm confused. There's so many different versions of rap right now. What is drill rap?
The DA is now planning a summit with aspiring rappers, record companies, and radio stations.
Let's all sit down and
Dark Match. That pigeon sold fentanyl laced crack to my cousin. And look at, whoa. Holy Michael Strahan teeth. look at, I know that the people that are listening to the audio version of the podcast, but look at that gap. Look at that gap. Well, Abraham, I'll reply if you did send an email. I wasn't mad. It's just, I like everybody to have a good time. I really do.
Develop solutions so that we can prevent any further violence.
Jesus Christ.
Police say taking down the alphas of the gang should lead to an immediate drop in crime in the area. The challenge is to intervene with youth before the next generation steps in to fill the leadership void.
Hold on. Hold on. Did I miss that? Hold on. Watch this, guys. Watch this.
Violence.
Hold on. Watch.
Police say taking down the alphas of the gang should lead to an...
Wait. Guys, look over this guy's shoulder. You can see a bird. Watch this.
Immediate drop.
Look at the bird. Look at the bird over here to his right side of his head. Did they plan that? Look at this pigeon. That looks like a pigeon. Look, watch this.
Immediate drop in crime.
That was a pigeon. It's a pigeon. it's a pigeon off. I'm sorry, but like, what are the odds? That's why I think they had one of the producers and stuff. Dark Match Steve says, I live in the hood and heard my neighbor's grandson explaining to his grandparents what an op is. I'm not kidding. This was a month ago. But seriously, look at this, guys.
Violence.
You know what? If they did not do this on purpose, what are the odds that a pigeon would be flying by on a story about a pigeon getting beaten to death? Watch this.
Police say taking down.
Hold on. Let's see if I can. Where's the pigeon at? Oh, there's a pigeon. You can see it right there. It's right behind that, right by that no U-turn sign. Look.
Lead to an immediate drop.
Yeah, that's a pigeon. Look at that. That is a pigeon all day.
Crime in the area. The challenge is to intervene with youth before the next generation steps in to fill the leadership void.
All right, so here. All right, guys. I want to apologize to anybody that might have got upset, maybe thought that I got offended or anything. I didn't get offended. You got to remember, this is my baby. This is, I'm here to super serve the audience. So, Abraham Dragon Friend, I'm sorry if it seems like I got mad. I'm not mad. I'm just going to start sticking to fun stories. Weird stories that are not going to divide my audience and stuff. I mean, I think Dark Match Steve, who is watching right now, I think he'll agree with me even more. Let's just have fun with this show. Let's just have fun with the show and just do what is fun and what is entertaining. And that's what I want to do. I want to entertain you guys. I have, because we're all fucked. We're all fucked. I can talk about a political side or something until I'm blue in the face, and guess what? It's not going to do any good. It's not going to do any good. I'm not going to change anything. I'm not going to get any, like, people hitting the streets, because people hitting the streets, guess what? That does no good. I believe in the First Amendment. I believe in people's right to protest and do all that good stuff. But no matter what you do, you're not going to change anything when it comes to the gun violence or changing gun laws. Because guess what? The NRA owns our ass. And I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment. But these politicians aren't going to do a goddamn thing. They hate us. They don't work for us. And that's about it. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Check out the Tuttle Daily Podcast audio version. It's available on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio. If you haven't already subscribed, please do. If you want to help out to the cause financially, paypal.me/Tuttle on the Radio. Anyways, guys, gonna get out of here. I want to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. Hope you guys have a great night. Hope you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.